Hello and welcome to Chakras and Shenanigans with me, Marla, and
I am Jay. So you call me J Dub, J whatever, but it's basically just Jay.
Chakra and Shenanigans is a place where two expat women come and discuss foolishness and mayhem, adding in a bit of education. So sit back, relax, and enjoy our chakras and shenanigans.
Hey.
Hey.
Sorry, I apologize now. If there is a lot of noise, my neighbors are quite noisy.
They're living it up on a Tuesday.
They live it up every damn day.
That's what they do.
Yes.
So, anyways, it's time for another episode of Chakras and Shenanigans. And so I was thinking about something just the other day that I felt that was purely a shenanigan, girl.
What you got?
So let me tell you the truth of the matter is. The truth of the matter is that we're now living this expat life. And we out here living up in different countries. We're not even in area codes. We are in, what is that called? Like calling codes or whatever that is when you just don't even have an area code. It's a country code. So we're living life country coding, right?
It's still an area code. I mean, we probably ain't got no zip codes.
No zip codes. I got codes. That's all it is. So anyways, I realized that one of my biggest dramas right now is just finding a pair of jeans. Like, there is a piece of me that doesn't even want to go to the mall because I hate that moment. And I forgot which store really made me realize it, where you just try on jeans and it's like the number keeps getting bigger and bigger. And it's not just because you thick. It's like it just won't come around the hip. So like you get the jeans and it stops right below the hip. And, you know, if you could get it over the hip, it would actually button at the waist. But them big girl thighs and lies be telling you the truth over anything. So the situation is right now that I had to wait until the Christmas holiday and beg my mother to bring me some jeans from the States. And it's not that you can't find anything out here. It's just when you know what you want, you just know what you want. So I was like, this is the section you go to. These are the numbers you do. This is what you have. Like, just go and get these. And I was going to go for jeggings. Like, jeggings is the best lie out there. Because the use of a jegging looks like a jean, but it's actually a tight and it can fit on everything and anywhere. Put a shapewear underneath it, baby. You are rocking back, front, side to side. I dip, you dip, we dip. And my mother came back with jeans, not jeggings. So I am currently now in this new country trying to rock jeans, and I got the swoosh boosh, which is I call the swoop booty, where it's like it's so tight, but it's falling down your tail because it can't. Do you know what I'm talking about when the jeans are just sliding down like you ain't got no ass at all? And it's just not holding nothing. And it's just that I wanted to dedicate a little bit of time just to talk about the woes. No, I'm the blues of the blue jeans and the big booty. If that is at all possible. Hello?
I mean, I have to say welcome to my world. This has been my life, all my life, not being able to find jeans that fit properly because I'm one of those girls that have small waist, big ass, big hips. And so finding jeans have always been an issue for me. I never liked going to the mall. It used to be a time in my life where I used to hyperventilate going shopping. My mom even stated that even when I was younger, that I would just put clothes up to myself and be like, see, mom, it fits. Like, that was like at even five. I didn't like trying on clothes. So whether I'm stateside or international, the jeans thing has always been an issue for me. So when I find a pair of jeans that fit, I purchase like five or six pairs of those jeans that fit and then rotate them. So because of that, the last probably 3 years of living internationally, I really don't wear jeans as much. I do, and skirts, because you remember when I was in Nigeria, I could get things made easily. So I would get skirts made all the time, dresses made all the time. So like the jeans thing, yeah, that has always been my life. I think like right now I have probably two pairs of jeans here that fit me well. And then two pairs of jeans depends on the month, whether or not they decide they're going to even go up over my thighs. So, and they have a lot of stretch in them, because even when I purchase jeans, they have to have at least between 5 to 10% spandex. So
you just said something, and I want to go ahead and just give that that shout out to that thigh gap rub on your jeans. And it's when your jeans in the front is so fly and your jeans in the back is so fly, but your thighs don't rub together so much that they don't ward the jeans out and you holding on by threads. Please tell me I'm not the only one that be holding on to that thick thigh life.
Oh, no, you're not the only one at all. That's one reason why I love living abroad, because tailors are cheap. So therefore, if I have a favorite pair of jeans and, you know, pulling them up, I pull them up by the, what those things called, by the belt loops. If a belt loop break, I can take them to a tailor. If the thighs rub out, I can take them to a tailor and have them fix them.
When my thighs rubbed out, I literally just had booty shorts. Like, that's how I had my summer shorts. Like, my summer shorts used to be pants that I refused to let go of, because if the top fit right, we're just going to go ahead and let that thub ride go out. Like, I just felt like it was a two-in-one outfit. Like, I would have bomb jeans, let the thighs rub, then turn around and walk out and have booty shorts. Like, thought it was a win-win situation for a long time, and that's how I was rocking life. So.
Oh, no, I don't even wear shorts. So, there we go.
So, anyways, but you were saying that this has been your life for, like, what is that, 8 months out the womb? Like, you came out with Donk?
Yeah.
So you,
it's a hunter trait. I did not get it from my mama. I got it from my father's side of the family. So all the hunter women, they have small waists, big booties, big thighs. Yeah.
I bet you all can cook too. I just don't know why I felt like that was just needed to be said. I felt you left that characteristic out. Like, yeah, you thick-witted, but I bet you thick-witted with that gravy too. Like, you can't tell me you don't know how to make no gravy.
Well, you know, it's not the traditional American gravy, you know, so
it means y'all done put something in the sauce that's only been passed down through y'all thick thighs and hypnotized recipe lives. Like, I'm not dealing with y'all right now. Like, you might say them characteristics, but sometimes there's some lessons with that too. Like, it's something about how you know how to grip the sauce and like whip the spoon or whatever. Like, you can be blessed with it too. But you were saying that it was all
true.
But you were saying that it is a family trait. So I'm coming to the big, big booty. You got a big booty. On the other side, when I'm supposed to have no booty, you know you ain't got no booty. Like, I straight missed the big butt and a smile generation. And I am here now because metabolism's like, guess what you about to have now in your life, girl? Guess what we about to do? Now, I was always the one that got the, oh, she got them childbearing hips compliment, which I was just like, I ain't understand that. Like, I just thought your pelvis was like shaped a certain way. Like, I didn't get that. But then now I'm in the situation because like time has just taken the body, and all of a sudden I'm getting the look like, oh, wait, she, ooh, what you got there, bad girl? What you about to sit something on top of something? And I'm like, no, it usually slides off. So it has been a whole new world in trying to shop and get this thing down. Or I'll even say a whole new world with that whole little bed roll you got to do in the morning when you know you fly and you work too hard. So you're going to make sure that these jeans button and you just not going to breathe for a while.
Yeah, that's it right there. Everything that you're saying, I totally understand. So again, I want to say, welcome, welcome.
I want to go back to the customer service and check my membership. Like, can we negotiate?
I feel that way about the top side because I just got those. So, you can have that. You know, it's at one point in time in life where I said that when I get 30, I want to have a butt reduction. Well, I'm 37 now, and it has done nothing but gotten bigger. So there you have it.
I'm so curious about this life right now. So I have never heard of the butt reduction. Like everything else, yeah, I just never heard of someone who got a butt reduction. Do you actually know someone who got a butt reduction?
No, I know people who got like augmentation where like they might have removed fat from like their hips. Well, I guess that is a reduction. They move fat from their hips or their butt to put it other places. Like they might have used it in like their breasts to get larger breast, or you know, it's fat transfer, but I don't know anybody who has totally done just a butt reduction. Period. I mean, I'm sure somebody has done it probably at one point in time because people do breast reductions, and you know, most people do breast reductions because you know, the breast. They end up getting heavier. They cause back problems. Well, that's what happens when you have a larger backside as well. So, like, for me, I've always had to deal with lower back problems. And it's also caused, like, when I was younger, I was diagnosed with lumbar scoliosis, which means that I have the curve in my spine, but it's closer to my tailbone, which is where my butt is located. So I have horrible lower back problems. I can't sleep on my back because you have that space in between your back, laying down. So for me, I've always slept on my side with the pillow between my leg because you also need that elevation in between. That alignment is off. Like, so I've been the one to always go see physical therapists for my back, also to see a chiropractor. And at this point in my time, it doesn't help that I've gained extra weight. So like the weight that I've gained now, most of the time, always when I've gained weight, it's always gone to my hips and my thigh area. So it just makes everything heavier still.
So let's go ahead and take this out of shenanigans for a second and try to align some chakras. And I want to ask you this question, knowing that this is your life and knowing that this is the history and this is something that you honestly have to think about. And I can honestly probably ask you this question that you consciously have to think about your butt in different manners of like where is it health wise and all that other stuff. Then you know what you've dealt with as a child growing up. You see what you've dealt with as a, you know, young adult, and even what you're dealing with now. But to know that there's such a big fad and so many women going through so many things to make a butt big, like
It's not
people.
cute. It's not cute.
But
It's
not
not
even
cute at all.
like taking it, but looking at it at an emotional level, like this thing that has burdened you is something that people are buying, and not just buying, almost dying and manipulating and like destroying their bodies at this point.
Yeah,
And
look at K. Michelle. I remember like K. Michelle going on. Like, K. Michelle is from Memphis. She has never been like, she wasn't a skinny girl or anything like that. You know, she was nicely proportioned. She was smaller, but she was nicely proportioned. She had a nice size, but it wasn't humongous, but it was nice size butt. But when she got more famous in the music industry, as she stated, she thought that bigger was better. She went and got this Brazilian butt lift or injections put in, and it made her sick. Not only did it make her sick, like it was leaking, and the people talk about, she was talking about the back pain she was having, so she had to have it removed. I mean, to hear somebody, you know, seeing something that they think is good, and then not knowing like the ramifications of what happened with anything, whether you go to a prestigious doctor or you go to a kitchen doctor to do it. You know, there's always outcomes with it, whether it's getting anything done, any surgical procedures can have adverse effects on your body. And what people don't realize is like you're messing up your total body alignment, because then you have to keep this size, or you have to wear these, what, those waist trainers to keep you slim. But like nobody's body is honestly made up that way. And for us whose body are made up in somewhat of a pear shape, in order for us not to experience that thing, we have to work out or do something. For me, it's swimming. Like the more I swim, the better my back feels. So I don't know how these women who get all these augmentations, how their body is aligned with it. I mean, because eventually your body's gonna get out of whack.
But that's part also too of going deeper into the question of why are we, not only as women, I think a lot of men are doing stuff too, but why are we so willing to turn around and put our bodies through such major pressures that our bodies were not naturally made to do?
I
And
think a lot of times we're just not happy with, you know, sometimes we're not happy with who we are. I know that when I thought about doing the reduction, it's the whole thing of looking in the mirror and being like, okay, I feel like my ass is out of control. Yeah, other people like it or are quote unquote jealous of it. But for me, it was like I had to learn to love myself. Even with the weight I've gained now, it's a thing of standing in the mirror, totally naked, looking at myself and being like, okay, all right, Marla, you're unhealthy right now. What are you going to do about it? Okay, now that you figure out what you're going to do about it, you need to love yourself through this, because in the end, it's only about you. If you're looking at what magazines say, and even if you're looking at the plus size, the typical plus size model, they're still not a typical plus size model. Because a normal plus size girl is like me in a 22. Those plus size models are not in a 22, they're still in teens.
I think that you're right in regards to the plus size model, but when you talk about looking in the mirror, and we go back to the question of why do people work so hard to create or manufacture something? And we talk about, or I think we need to look to at a couple of things. One is temporary satisfaction is quick and easy, but we forget what it looks like in the long run. And what's happened is we're in such a temporary, and I don't want to say temporary society, the temporary is celebrated like so big. Like you can even just think about one hit wonders. Like how many people were supposed to be the next Beyonce, but they really came out with just one hit because we'll find something that we like and we will adorn it and we will just mesmerize over it and just love it for that and give it all this love. And then 20, you know, whatever, when the next person comes and the next bag comes, we're on to the next one. So what's happening now is that we're looking at our bodies to turn around and give us that gratification to keep that going. I think there was a beautiful Netflix special regarding just people who were hot on social media at a point in time. And then what happened when they're, you know, when their star faded. And it's how hard do you hold on to that light? How hard do you hold on to that like, or how hard do you hold on to that attention? And you even talked about, you know, having to look in the mirror now and say, even though your body's not where you might want it to be, you know, you work on that self-love. And I kind of want to challenge all of us, even myself, to say that I going into the mirror now is not about what I could be or hey, we know we need to work on this. It's about what has my body persevered through. Like, yeah, I know, but my body has gotten me here right now. My body, like let's be honest here. My body, like when there's shots rung out in the club, my body bust into action and we was out the door first. Now I can't run a track meet to save my life, but let it be
Well, that's
known if
really
my life
good
is in
shot.
danger, baby, I'm one of the first to go. And I even laugh because at one point in time in my life, I was running half marathons, and half marathons are 13.1 miles, right? And baby, I'm telling you, I'm out there running thick with it, just thick with it, with the chunk, chunk, and the bump, bump, everything moving. You know what I'm saying? I'm not out there cute with it. I remember I was even out there and some people were like, yeah, you made it. And I said, I don't even know why I signed up. But at the end of my marathon, I remember posting half the marathon, 13 miles, because I swear I did it. I did one in like 3 hours flat. I hope I got the right time. Like I was a 15-minute miler, 15-minute miler. And I thought to myself, you know what? While everybody's crossing at 12 and everyone's crossing at 10, I know if the zombie eclipse happened, I can get to the nearest Save Me station in 15 minutes if it's a mile away. Like, you better go, girl. That's it. That's what we talking about. I can run and get water in 15 minutes and come back.
But you know what? That's a good thing that, you know, I used to run as well, but I was a run walker, and it's group like Black Girls Run
Oh, that was my group.
that
Yes.
got me interested in it. So shout out to Black Girls Run, who like are like anybody can run, and you don't have to be a runner the whole time. Like me, I was not a runner
Oh,
the
no.
whole time,
You
but
don't have to be.
I was one of those walk for a bit, run for a bit. Like I would walk the straight, run the curve kind of thing. And you know, it was great to have other women who look like you, who may be smaller than you or bigger than you, and we're all out there together, you know, pushing each other on. There's also this woman. There's this woman who goes and runs these marathons, and she's a plus size runner. And I was looking at, I saw some
And I want to,
documentary about her.
we definitely can talk about running because that was a good 4 to 5 years of my life. But I'm really wanted to focus back on the fact of it's not about running or whatever. It's about recognizing what your body can do. And even though,
But yeah,
yes, we
but
can
that's
laugh about,
not her. Yeah, this
but
lady, but she's a plus size girl, and I love it. Like, to see her being a plus size. And, you know, people always comment like, she's big, but she's like, I'm big, but I'm doing it. Like how when you were doing your marathon, your half marathons, like, you know, I'm still doing it.
Right. And so the thing is that when I was going back to the fact of when you look in the mirror and you talk about perseverance, it's not just about the physical. It's about the things that you've endured in your life, like taking those moments and loving the body, loving the story that your body has given you, like loving the fact that you're here, loving the fact that when that dude did whistle down the street and everything was rocking stuff and perfect, like loving those moments and being appreciative of those moments versus saying, I got to be better or I got to do better. Like I'm literally having this conversation coming out the gym. And when I tell you, I don't even think I came out the gym. I think I walked in survival mode from the gym. Because it was horrible. I look a hot mess. I ain't stretched nothing in so long. But to still sit there and say that my body is at this age that it is now, because I'm still in denial. But baby, we've been through so much together. And we've been through so much together that I can't help to love you because you brought me through this. And I might have broken a couple of bones. And yeah, I ate too many chicken wings every once in a while. And yeah, I shouldn't have put that macadamia nut cookie in you because, yeah, we're not working as much as we have. But you know what? We rocking. We still doing this. And we still got so much more to go. And looking at that from that perspective, and we're going to fit these jeans that your mama sent you. No, I'm just playing. But but being able to just say without that, without the butts. Without the we're going to's or whatever like that, that is just like the fact that we have gone through so much. And then we talk about this in this last couple of minutes before we end. It's not only being able to say that, but I'm going to go ahead and speak as a woman of color, because not only did we go through so much, our body holds so much stress, history, understanding, life, like our bodies hold so much. I would love to know what my body operated at when I have nothing but inner peace. Like that is my goal now.
You let me know when you get that inner peace all the time, because right now it's just like I am in utter and pure survival mode. It is March, the 4th of March. I'm just trying to make it to July 4th. That's what I'm trying to make it through. It's pure survival.
We all are all the time, and our body's still here doing that for us. That's it. Because to be honest with you, and I know your stress levels and you know my stress levels, I could have had breakdowns a long time before. And quietly have, but my body did not have to turn around and show up the way it has. But right. It did because I needed it to. And so that's right. All I'm saying is in that aspect or in that piece, that what we carry so much around that it would be beautiful to get to that moment when your body can just rest and you don't have that burden on it. So
the only time I get to that part is when I'm getting a Turkish bath and a 90-minute massage.
Well, I'm proud of you because I used to get to it when I had that chicken wings and macadamia nut cookie. But but in this last few minutes, let's just round it up. So the whole episode, what we're talking about was just really talking about the shenanigans of having to put this beautiful body into some blue jeans that was not originally made for it. And you even turned around and said you missed being in Nigeria where you got to have stuff tailor-made. Maybe my people or my ancestors are telling me that blue jeans is not in my genetic ancestral history and I need to be over there getting my kente cloth on and just letting stuff manipulate and form around the body. Because the one thing I do think is beautiful is when I do see my sisters in African authentic wear, which is now becoming so popular. And the way it just grips and hugs the body is phenomenal to me. Just looked at Portia's maternity shoot and that was just hands down fire. Just hands down fire. So maybe while we have these bodies that do things and whatever and rub fabrics and whatever else like that, finding that happy middle ground of creating fabrics for our lives that showcase who we are and what we are in every piece of our body might be the new way to go in this little shenanigan world, instead of trying to conform your booty into a place where you breathe, can't be, can't hold, can't stroll, can't jiggle, can't whoop, whoop, can't drop, can't dip, can't smack
it. I can't do it no more.
Putting it into fabric that allows it to sing its glory of what it really is. So anyways, maybe like that might be just where we kind of need to end the note, because we're hitting our little 30 minutes. But the blue jeans and the big booty boo, maybe we're looking at kente cloth and the
not always kente. It can be a dare, it can be a dare, or it can be Ankara.
Go ahead and start throwing them words out. You know, I only know one right now. I'm still not fully indoctrined yet. Throw all them fabrics out.
Yeah, so you can try some kente, you can get some adare, you can get some Ankara. So switch it up. Switch up the fabric.
The key thing is just finding what fits for you and not putting yourself into a thing where you have to be conformed to fit something else.
Yes, and I'm not conforming to put this big booty in any more blue jeans for a while.
You better let that booty breathe, boo. Let that booty breathe.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Chakras and Shenanigans. If there's a topic that you'd like us to discuss, please send us an email at chakrasandshenanigans@gmail.com. Until next time, peace, y'all.